Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, we welcome Leslie Jane Seymour. I have been a huge fan of this woman. She's the, for years and years and years, she's the former editor-in-chief of More Magazine. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with More Magazine, it is no longer in print. However, it is, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many of its 1.5 million readers at the time that it was being published by Meredith, this was one of the most unique publications in the space. I very much miss it. It covered fashion, health, wellness, finances, books, women's issues, medical issues. I mean, you name it. It was there, and it was just such a pleasure to read something, you know, that wasn't talking as if it was directed to 17-year-olds. And it's disappointing to know, you know, I remember when I first connected with Leslie, and she talks a little bit about that in this interview, that one of the reasons the publication shut down was not because of the readership, that an extraordinary readership, but more so because advertisers, so the brands that we love and buy, were not willing to target their advertising and spend advertising on a magazine that reaches those crazy women that are past the age of 40. Long pause inserted here on purpose. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Women past the age of 40? Are these people in nursing homes with no money? Don't even get me started. It's ridiculous. Leslie is an extraordinary individual, and she has started her, basically, let's just say her next step. It's a club called Covey Club, and I'm going to let her explain that on the show. But we really had a great conversation, not just around Covey Club and what she's doing to connect women and encourage them to pursue what she calls their reinvention, which I love. I love the idea of having a reinvention plan. But we ended up talking about everything from careers and life in the corporate world to, again, thinking about your second act, thinking about what you do when the kids have left the home, if you lose a job, if your husband doesn't want to work anymore. I mean, this is a trend that people are seeing where the wife is kind of the wife or the partner is catching her second wind and ready to do more things later in life. And the husband is kind of like slowing down and wanting to take a seat back. There's nothing wrong with that. And she is doing extraordinary things with Covey Club. I think all of you that are listening will want to join. Just a few tidbits from her official bio. Again, in January of 2008, Leslie was named the editor-in-chief of More Magazine, the leading lifestyle magazine for women over 40 that had a readership of 1.5 million. She was also editor-in-chief and social media director for More.com. Here's something interesting. In July 2015, Seymour created history by having the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, guest edit an entire issue, leading to 8.5 billion media impressions worldwide. So she's really got an extraordinary, recent history with More. Just a little bit more from her background. Before working at More, she served as the editor-in-chief for Marie Claire magazine, Red Book magazine, and Teen Book. I think it's Young Miss. She was beauty director for Glamour and senior editor at Vogue. She's also the author of two books. One is On the Edge, 100 Years of Vogue, and the other one is I Wish My Parents Understood. Extraordinary woman, fantastic interview. We certainly will have her back on the show. But for now, sit back and enjoy this interview with Leslie Jane Seymour. Everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today with me on the show, I'm going to geek out again because I have such mad respect for this woman, and I am so excited to welcome to the show Leslie Seymour. And you've heard me talk about her in the intro. I raved about her. I am such a massive, huge fan of this woman who has done so much for women, both at More Magazine and she, I mean, look up her bio and listen to me sharing her bio. She's an amazing, extraordinary individual, and I'm just blown away that I have got to meet her, get her on the show. I can't wait for you guys to hear about Covey Club. And so for right now, Leslie, so excited to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
Well, my geeking out aside, I would like to have us start to, you know, we talked about the fact that More Magazine, what an extraordinary magazine that was. And I was so bummed when it went away because, you know, what you're starting to do, and I want you to talk about Covey Club, what that is, what led you to start this. But I just think that I didn't realize it until I read a little bit about what you were doing after More Magazine closed up. There, you know, when it, there was this article and they talked about the fact that More Magazine was addressing, you know, women age 40 plus. And I've always felt that, yeah, it's almost like you're put out to pasture not 30, you know, or 35. And in Fitfluential, we've worked with brands on campaigns and sometimes they'll go, yeah, we want to reach an older market, at least up to 35.
Oh, and I'm God, like, don't you hate it? Oh, please. It's so ridiculous. I've had people when I was at More, you're not going to believe this. I had designers who were launching fragrances that they said were for women 40 plus and they wouldn't invite us to the launch. It was, they would launch it to like, you know, 17 magazine. It was, there is such a taboo about growing old in the US. And look, 40 ain't old, kids. It's like just the beginning.
Amen.
It's like, what are we all supposed to do? I mean, people died at age 40 back in, you know, like the, you know, 1200s. It's like we are living to our 80s now. Some people, your generation is going to live till their hundreds. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? We're going to say half of your life is you just go away and live in poverty and don't be part of us. And all that wisdom that we've created, we don't want it. I mean, I know the sad part is that the baby boomer generation was all about the me generation. And I think a little bit of this is the hangover from that. But it as lifetimes expand and as the world expands, you are really foolish to put all those 40 plus people who have big bank accounts, they've finally earned all their money, out to pasture and to stop talking to them. So, I mean, that was my lovely surprise is when the horror of putting the magazine, you know, out to pasture when they closed it. My readers were furious. It was never a reader problem. It was just an advertiser problem. And the advertising issues were just what you're talking about, which was nobody wanted to talk to anybody who was 40 plus. They all wanted to talk to the millennials. And I used to say, well, that's great. I have two millennials and they're lying on my couch and they have my credit card. So why don't you want to talk to me? I don't understand it. I'm the one paying their bills. So far as I can tell, they have no money coming in. So
exactly. It really is such a, and if you think about it from, you know, that business perspective you lived in for years and my business perspective in running, you know, social media influencer and marketing campaigns, right? We talk to these brands and there's this huge disconnect between, I mean, let's just think, this is just random. Think of someone like Madonna. How old is Madonna right now? She's 55, 57. You think of Sophia Loren. I mean, look at her. You think of all of these, I mean, I could name celebrity after celebrity, people that you don't go, oh my God, she's so old. That's and when I would be on the phone with clients and they'd say, yeah, well, we want this campaign. Our, you know, our target market is skewing a little older. So we want to hit 25 to 34. And I would joke with them to go, because they'd ask me to be on the campaign. And I'm like, well, you do know I'm 48, right? This awkward silence where they'd go, oh, and how is it that we still have this huge disconnect with, like you said, my parents are 80, my dad's 81, my mom's 78. Mm. Everybody that meets them says, they don't seem like they're that old. And most people that meet me, and I mean, you're beautiful. I still remember, you know this, Leslie, I told you this when I met you. My favorite part of More Magazine was reading your letter from the editor because you were so transparent. You talked about real stuff. You're so fashionable. You're so suave and you're so cool. And I never once thought about how old is she? I just knew you were talking about things like hormonal imbalances. So you were at least in like some decade within me, right? Younger or older. But why is it that we're still, there's this huge disconnect with, you know, I don't even know, maybe it's just brands and marketing and advertising where, again, we're using like 17-year-olds to market anti-aging cream.
Oh, it's so, you know, and I hear these stupid guys, I'm telling you, when I first got to Moore in 2008, and one of my very good friends, a very high-end designer, I won't tell his name, but he designed my wedding dress, so you can figure that out. He took me to lunch and he said, and this was the height of the Great Recession, and he said, I love what you're doing. I love you. And the only women keeping my stores open right now are women 40 plus, but I can't advertise to them. And I said, why not? He said, because then the 20-year-olds won't come in the door.
Wow.
Which is a fundamental misreading of how 20-year-olds and 40-year-olds relate today. I will tell you that my mother wore a girdle and had rocket boobs and red lipstick and, you know, permed hair. And would I wear her clothes? No. Was I going to wear her girdle? No. Would she seem like a light year away from, you know, she was like Mad Men, right? Mm-hmm. My daughter and I mean, I would say 10 years ago, she's now 22, it became my way of amortizing my spins, which was, no, this is not a $200 blouse. It's actually a $100 blouse because Lake is going to wear it half the time. And we share clothes, we share products. And in fact, you know, how many times have I been in the shower reaching for my $50 shampoo, which is no longer there, and going, God damn, where is I know where it is. It's upstairs in her bathroom somewhere. And this is just a fundamental misunderstanding. I swear to God, they read a book in 1975 that told them that older people don't change brands, don't try new brands, don't shop, don't... That's the only thing I remember reading something like when I was in college about this. And I think these people have stuck with this fallacy. But you know what? Much to their, they're the ones losing the money.
Exactly.
Well, the reason why I'm doing Covey Club, and Covey means a small group of birds. So when people ask me what the heck that means, I wanted to talk about birds of a feather that flock together. The reason why I'm doing it is because my readers flocked to me over social media and said, this is horrible, do something else for us. And I had 627 readers take a 54-question survey to the end. And if you know anything about research, you're not supposed to give more than 10 questions because no one takes it. Mm-hmm. And 54 questions. So I knew everything they wanted. I have a whole map. And I'm rolling out just small bits of it to start with to see what they really want. And I'm doing something that's very different. I have a reader pay model, which is why it's a club. It's always been a club. My ultimate goal is to connect women around the country and eventually around the world because, A, there's too much disconnection and dislocation. If you're in transition, which could be any kind of transition, which is the first time when your kids no longer come downstairs the minute you put the key in the door, there is a moment where you go, oh, like my life is going to change at some point because they have their own lives. And this, of course, increases as they get older. And if you get to high school kids and then college and then eventually empty nest, even if you were a worker like I was, I worked all the way through everything, you need to find out who you are again. And this is not true for everybody. There's a big segment of women who stick around and stick in the home and family and cooking and all that stuff, and don't want to look back at who they were and try to develop themselves individually again. But there's a segment of us that kind of pick up where we were when we were teenagers. Mm. Say, who am I? What are my interests? Where am I headed? And you kind of pick it up again as your kids get more independent, or, you know, maybe you're aging out of your job, or you've done your job for a long, long time, and now you want to transition to something else. And I want to be there at that transition to say, there is a whole new life for you. You can find new friends. You can find new direction. You can try new things. The world is absolutely bursting open to you. But I hear people all the time. I was at a the Genius Bar in Apple in the Grand Central the other day waiting for something to be repaired, and there was this woman who, you know, seemed a little bit older behind the Genius counter, and usually they're, you know, 20-year-old, and she was helping this guy, and I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? Somebody a little older who knows this tech stuff, which is, you know, there's a digital divide. Mm-hmm. And then as she got into the conversation with the guy, she says, you know, something like, I'm so worried about, you know, like I have a big birthday coming up and like, it's so depressing. And I, you know, I'm such a busybody. I was like, just about ready to say, like, interrupt her and say, like, what do you mean? Like, this is phenomenal. Like, there are a lot of people who don't make it to that birthday. Are you kidding? And look at you, you're in tech. There are no women in tech. There are no older women in tech. What are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. But there's still this stigma, and I hear it and I feel sad and I want to change that. And so that's what Covey is. It's about bringing women together to empower each other, to help each other, to really be honest about what our issues are and to work on those issues together. We all have issues. And to learn from the younger generations and to teach the younger generations as well and see how we can integrate with each other.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now. I love so much of what you said. And I love that when I was taking notes, of course, you probably heard me scribbling, but when you mention women in transition, and for everybody listening, you know, I mentioned this in the intro, but I'll say it again. The reason that I really feel strongly about interviewing women like Leslie is because I feel that so many of us, I was one of them, so many of us go through life doing what we think we should. So that's many right. Women get married young and they think that's what they wanted, but maybe they didn't really think about it. And they're in a job that it pays the bills. And yet, right. You know, they're living somewhere and they're just kind of getting through life. And they never really think about what they want to do. And sometimes those revelations or those aha moments can come, you know, in the middle. You might have kids that are in, you know, 10, 12 years old, and all of a sudden you realize a passion. Maybe it's fitness, mm-hmm, maybe it's fashion or beauty. And you develop a passion, a fire around something, and then you think, wow, you know, somebody mentions to you, you should do this, you should start your own business. And so many women immediately think, I can't do that. I'm not an entrepreneur. I don't have the ability. I thought the same thing. Right. And so the reason I want to bring women like Leslie on here is because I feel so strongly that when you find a passion and if you have it within you to pursue something that you're really good at, that you really love, your whole life can change. Because what can be the number, I'm going to say the two number one sources of stress in our lives, job and money. And so if you are trudging through a job you hate and not making money, you owe it to yourself and your health and your life and your future to pursue your passion. And that's what I love about what Leslie's doing. So with that like intro and based on what you said there, tell us about Covey Club from, you know, the beginning. How did you come up with this idea? Obviously, More Magazine shut down. What a great publication. And then you had all these women that were like me, going, what, there's nothing else that compares to that. So where did you come up with Covey Club? And tell us about it, because it's just launching officially next month.
Yes, next month in February, it'll be launching. It's been 2 years in the making, and I did already a pivot once. So I'll just explain to you what it is. First of all, it is a virtual club for women. You know, like you hear all these workspaces and clubs for women that are real in New York or whatever. This is virtual. And the idea was, why can't I connect women? Because my audience is national, I can't do something just in New York, which is where I live. But why can't I find a way, with all the technology we have today, to connect women nationally? There is no reason why not. And I'm literally, I mean, Kelly, you have to understand, I'm making this up. I have been a corporate cog my entire life. I am only doing this because I was prodded into it by my readers. And I'm hoping that they will then jump in and support me because they got me started on this. But the idea is to take the sensibility and the content feeling of More Magazine. Obviously, that was 34 editors, fabulous editors, and a multi-million dollar business. And so we can't replicate that. I can't replicate that. But to take that idea and bring that sensibility to something that is slightly larger. So that's the basic concept. And within it, so what we have now, we have a monthly digizine, which is basically the idea of what More Magazine was, but it's done digitally. And that comes out monthly. It has longer pieces, more evergreen pieces. By evergreen, I mean that it's not news-based. It's more essays. It's beauty content. It's those kinds of things. I have a daily blog, which we're going to start very small, which are smaller, shorter pieces that are more timely. And then we have something that is really fantastic, which is kind of the uniqueness of the whole thing. It's called Coffee and Conversation, which are virtual panels, just like a panel that you would go see if you were at an event somewhere. And I actually got the idea after doing UN Women. We did this great UN Women event on reinvention, and we had all these women on the panel. It was a fabulous discussion, a fabulous audience. Everybody was talking and connecting and giving each other cards, and they want to go have lunch. And I left there, and I said, why is it only in New York? What about the women in Tennessee, Atlanta, California, Wisconsin? There are women like me all over who don't have access to these experts, who don't have access to all this information, but who need it. So why can't we today with technology figure out a way to bring women together, have these same kind of panels? The reason why it's called Coffee and Conversation is the pictures that readers were posting of the magazine with their coffee cups when the magazine went out of business. They kept saying, oh, this is so sad. This is going away. This is going away. And I went to them. I said, what is this? Obviously, the print is going away, but what's the thing in your heart that the print inspired? I can't do print, it's too expensive. But my feeling is, if I can get to the feeling and sensibility in your heart that the magazine inspired, that I can, it doesn't really matter that it's print or not print, or if we go have dinner together or we have a virtual panel together, if you come away with that same feeling, that's it. That's what a magazine did. A magazine created a friendship. It created a relationship. It created a feeling. Why can't I do that in other ways? So that's the concept. Anyway, so what's great is for Coffee and Conversation, right now I'm doing just one a month. I can scale it up. I can do three a week. And what it is I'm bringing two experts and I interview them, and then I open up the floor to the members who can ask questions live, or if they're too shy, they can type them in. And we get to ask these national and international experts questions that you want to know about. It's everything about from beauty to fashion to health to finance to the first program I have coming up in February is, and these ideas all came out of various stories that I know that women have asked about. But this one that kept coming up with all my friends was, why, when I'm just taking off, is my guy sitting on the couch? And like all these women are scratching their heads going like, I'm so full of energy. I'm like so onto my next thing. And my guy is like, he's like coming home and sitting on the computer. Like, and I don't know what's going on or why this is happening. And I got two fabulous shrinks. I've got this one guy who I met in the green room at the Today Show, a guy named Dr. Ish, who's fantastic, knows all about men. He's going to come on. And then this other woman, Terry Orbach, who's a therapist, who knows all about love relationships. And we'll discuss it. What the heck is going on with these guys, right? Mm. And then we open it up to the floor, and I record them, and then they get published. And if you weren't able to attend, you can listen to it later or as a podcast or whatever. And then one of the other interesting things is I have the Covey Cast, which is a podcast all about women reinventing themselves. I dig deep into all the different ways women 40 plus reinvent themselves. So you can reinvent with your best friend from grade school. You can reinvent, you know, I have women who are like soap opera stars and married to rock stars and dumped them and decided to go back, get their degree, their master's degree, and help kids get into college, underprivileged kids get into college by teaching them SAT. I mean, there is an idea there for everybody. And I mean, after spending 8 years at Moore, I can tell you, you need a second idea. Wherever you are, you need a reinvention plan in your back pocket. I don't care if you've been in your company for 25 years and they love you. Tomorrow, they can be bought by somebody else. Tomorrow, your boss can be pushed out. Tomorrow, you can be pushed out. And I see it, I hear it all the time, and all these women who are not prepared because they think their company loves them, they think they're so set, blah, blah. It's a different world. So there's that. And then the tippy top of Covey Club is called Leslie's List, and it's by application only. I'm controlling who gets in there. And it is a give-get networking for sort of high-end women. And those are, you know, you come in with a give, you come in with a get, and I already launched that early to get it going. And it's just like taking off. Like these ladies are already meeting each other for lunch.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. So that's like gone. So my little boats, I have five different boats. And then what I'm looking for is my friends who are professionals in the creative areas, because I want to support writers. I want to support illustrators. I want to support photographers. I'm going to say to those people, if they want to come to Covey and join, they can, you know, if they're professionals, they can, you know, give me one piece a month and they can be part of the crowd. And we offer exposure to each other. I've got, you know, a very interesting network. I have all those more readers like you were fabulous women. They're smart. They're educated. They're doing things. This was never a passive crowd. If you're looking for passive, it's not Covey. So,
yeah. You know what? I think I took so many notes on what you said.
And
I think what you're doing is so different. It's so needed. You know, you mentioned kind of asking the readers, like, what is it that you were missing? And it really wasn't that, oh, I need this print magazine. I mean, again, that what you guys printed, it was so different. And I definitely felt like, okay, I get this. Whereas if I pick up any of these other magazines, and I do, I'm a magazine addict subscriber.
Me too.
I love finding
magazines
and spending, oh, here's a cashmere scarf I didn't know I needed. And wow, let me buy two of them. I'm a shopaholic. I admit it. I'm working.
And we have all that stuff too. Covey will have really great stuff for you to buy too. I'm a big shopper. I love stuff. So I'm not going to forget about stuff.
We just bonded again on that note.
No, I love stuff. But, you know, I want to pick and choose and I want to find the really interesting stuff. I don't need quantity anymore. I'm past quantity.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm finding myself really liking key pieces and being able to give away more and donate more. But some of the things that you mentioned here that I love, I love that you're, and back to what you said, you were asking your readers, you know, what is it that they're missing? Everything that you're putting together here by connecting women all over the country and the ability to learn and hear from all kinds of real experts that are live and it's interactive. I think that's a huge differentiating factor from reading something in print, because reading something in print, it's done. Once you read it, it's an article, it's done.
Yes.
You don't necessarily have that ability to write to this nutritionist or plastic surgeon that's in, you know, New You magazine or New Beauty or whatever it is. and ask questions, nor do you have the ability to see somebody real say, hey, are you thinking about Botox for the first time? Wow. Here's what it feels like. Here's what it costs. And here's, you know, how often you do it. All those simple questions of like real and finance and getting a job after 40 if you haven't worked in 20 years.
Yes,
all those,
we've got that. Yep. Yep.
People are, women are too scared to ask. And my question for you, because I think you're poised to answer this best based on your experience and based on what you're seeing in Cubby Club, would you say, because a lot of our audience that's listening is entrepreneurial minded, there are women that are either already going down that path, thinking about leaving jobs, they're leaving jobs already, and they're thinking about this, but also second careers. They've had kids, their kids are leaving the nest, they're at that phase where they're like, what the hell do I do? And
that's
interestingly enough, a lot of them are saying what you said about the husbands, where they're ready to take flight and the husbands are like, I'm just going to sit and watch the game. Thanks.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, do you observe, I have found it to be a wonderful surprise when I left the corporate slog house, if you will, that when you meet that entrepreneurial woman, if you will, they are so supportive of each other. They so love each other. Versus,
shocking.
I mean, I it's totally different. Do you agree?
Totally dumbfounded. I was so stupefied when I got out of corporate America where no one helped each other. It's terrible to say. Everybody was backbiting. Everybody was stabbing each other. I got out and all these, I feel like, it was like a New Yorker going to, somewhere in the South and people coming up and saying, can I help you? And you'd be grabbing your handbag and holding it tighter next to you going, what do they want? They want something, And it took me like 4 months to realize like everybody, the first thing they would say is, how can I help you? And I thought, what? Like, you want to help me? Why? Like, really? And it is the most empowering, amazing. I can't tell you how many friends I've made who are entrepreneurs. I feel like I got off of an island where things were dying and jumped into a rushing stream of activity and creativity and warmth and interest and learning. And I mean, it has been, I don't want to ever leave this area. I mean, I have people, I had somebody approach me yesterday, a headhunter, and I was like, no, I'll talk to you, but I'm like really happy, and people have been so generous and so thoughtful. And so, yeah, you run into some crazies. There are crazies out there, but I would say to any woman thinking, I can't take this corporate thing anymore, I would say like, hold your nose and jump in and people will help you. And it is the most helpful community out there. And I learned the biggest struggle for me, and I don't know if this is true for you, but is to learn to take help, because women don't take help well. It's we're supposed to be the helpers. And so when people would say, I can help you with this, I'd be like, well, I don't want to feel indebted. I'm going to feel bad. What is she going to get out of it? She's not, and I've learned now when people say that, I say, actually, I'll take you up on that. And, I do the same for other people and I love to help people and I'm connecting them. I mean, that's the whole idea behind Cubby Club is to connect women so that they can do all these things together. And I love nothing more. I'll give you an example. I have a seat in my friend across the street. He is a recruiting agency for tech personnel. And so he kept hounding me saying, if you need a desk in New York, you can come. We have these big tables and I have all this room. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. I was like, I'm not going to come to your office, whatever. Anyway, he finally drags me in there. It's this beautiful place. It's right around Grand Central. So it's convenient for me. And I had, because there's no assistant, it's just me, I had overlapping appointments. When I go into New York, which is twice a week, I stack people up. And I had these two people come too close to each other. One had left and the other was still there. And so I said to the girl, I said, okay, well, just sit here and you can just listen to our conversation. One was a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. And the other was, I can't remember what she was doing, but it was something where the two of them started crosstalk over the table without me. Turned out they needed each other. They were going to go out to lunch. And I was like, Who knew? Like, what a great thing. These two, like, they met accidentally at the table with me. I was so thrilled.
That's awesome.
But that is, it is a wonderful world. And I know a lot of women struggle with what should I do next. And the really unfortunate, and I'm watching people go through this right now, they've been pushed out of big corporate jobs and they're late 40s, early 50s, and they're applying and applying and applying and no one's answering, or why aren't they? And I, you know, when I say to them, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but the fact is corporate America doesn't want you. And it is, you know, there are a few people who are going to get that next job in their 50s, but there's a lot that aren't. And you have to wake up. The reason why nobody is returning your call or nobody's, you know, answering the LinkedIn or whatever is you need to do your own thing. And you can either learn that now or learn that later. And I think it's better to be prepared. And I see it over and over and over again. And men get jobs better, but they still get pushed out in their 50s. But women really get hit. And it's just a fact. You know, they're not, corporate America is never going to tell you this fact. It's illegal. But, you know, they just tell you things like, oh, well, it's not the right fit. Or, you know, you're overqualified. Or, so, you know what? What are we going to do with that? You pound away at it. We hope to fix things. But while we try to fix things, you have to have your own thing in mind.
So true. And it's like, we can get frustrated at things that are the pay gap, right? Like
yes.
What you said, being pushed out, that there's no security. I mean, it is what it is. It's like, wax and wine and say, I mean, like, I'd love to be able to see that magazines stop the damn airbrushing and photoshopping and making,
oh God,
like, and we're, you know yeah, assholes, and stop using 17-year-olds to peddle anti-aging cream.
Oh yeah.
And stop expecting models to literally live on cigarettes and coffee.
Right.
And showcase when the average size in America of woman, a woman is 12,
yeah,
and yet we're showing, you know, these anorexic, I mean, we could go on and on. That's not going to change overnight. We're not going to have ads for perfumes and makeups change to be non-photoshopped overnight. So we deal with what is, but what I love what you're doing, and there's you there was just so many great things that are said here. It's a reality check. So for everybody listening, this isn't intended to scare you, but
I don't want to scare anybody.
I also founded my own company. I had no idea what I was doing. And although I'm not going to say, oh, well, starting your own company and pursuing entrepreneurialism, it's so fun. It's a lot of work.
It's a roller coaster.
But the key is what you said. The reality is, in corporate America, people say, oh, I want that job. I want that stability. I want those benefits. Don't kid yourself.
It's not stable anymore.
And I won't mention names of companies, but that have come to us and they've wiped out their entire, you know, the entire social media division, the entire marketing division. They're like, I had three brands that the clients wrote to me and said, I just got let go. They let go of HR, they let go of marketing, whatever. Don't think if you've worked at a company 5-10 years that they you. It doesn't matter.
They're
all expendable. So the beauty of pursuing your passion is that it might be less money overall. You might have to pay for your own health insurance, but you also will start to realize that you can develop multiple streams of income, have more flexibility, and a better quality of life. And that's where certainly why it's important for me to relay to the FitFluential crowd is life is meant to be lived, not endured. And you owe it to yourself, like Leslie said, to have a backup plan, to connect with other women, and to understand that there are millions of other women like myself, like Leslie, that would love to connect you, and other women that want to connect with you. And this is, I just want to, Leslie, you know, I'm going to be your biggest champion. I want to tell everybody about Coming Club because I think no one else is doing it. I love what you're doing. It's only going to blossom and grow. I can't wait for us to have lunch in New York. I'll follow up with you that later. But for right now, because I know we're pushing up on our time window for today, tell everybody, we'll link this up in the show notes on fitfluentialradio.com, of course, but tell everybody where they can find out and join Covey Club.
So we'll be live in February. I would say look after February 15th because we're supposed to launch on the 1st, but I'm going to do a very slow launch because things never work the way you want them to. And so you go to www.coveyclub.com covey.com. And again, if you remember, covey is just a small group of birds that might help. And you can sign up. We have a freemium level, and then we have a mid-level, which is $9.99 a month, where you get to go to all the virtual events, and you also get invites to the real events. And then there's the tip-top sort of executive networking thing, which is much more expensive, and will be for people who really just want to do business kind of thing, and also people who are sort of big networkers. So I'm psyched to have everybody join in, and it is a slightly different model. What I'm hoping that potential members will understand is there are no advertisers to support things like this anymore. We have to support the things we want, and the great part about it is that it gives us the opportunity to report on real things. There is content, there's a blog, there's a magazine. We get to tell the truth. We don't have to just push products that the advertisers have, which is what goes on a lot in publishing, unforeseen to you. You may not realize that. And we get to tell you the real truth because we're not beholden to anybody. And, and when we do sponsorships, we'll be obvious about them and be direct and be transparent. And it's a new model. So what I'm trying to do is really break the mold, Kelly, and trying to create a new way to bring information to women that is intelligent, that is smart, that is newsworthy, but is also truthful, honest, and not talking down to them and not, you know, doing anything but supporting them. And also it's a beautiful environment. There's a lot of what's going on, I think, right now that's virtual, that's really ugly and very depressing just to look at, visually. So I'm a really visual person. And the first thing everybody says, which I'm so pleased at because I had to find these guys in England to do my site, the first thing that they say is, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Mm. So that makes me really happy.
I think what you've done is grant. Well, it is.
Come join. We'll have to pull you into Leslie's list right away.
Yeah, there's no question. I think what you've done and the fact that you're starting and you're open to seeing, you know, where it goes. And the bottom line is you're listening to your audience
and
what they want and what they need. And you're
serving them. I'm going where my audience wants to go. That's also what's wonderful about not being in a corporation anymore. I always was dictated, my whole direction, everything I ever did was dictated by my audience. And the corporate guys didn't like that because they wanted it to be dictated by the advertiser. Mm-hmm. So I love to hear from my consumer, good or bad. And I've gotten the mean letters, and that's fine. You still learn from those. And the idea is it's a relationship that you build. And you move forward with that and you try to find where are the win-wins and how can I make you happy? I have these talents. I have all these people who have talents. How do we bring those talents to the fore in a way that pleases you and serves your life? Mm,
I love it. Seriously, I'm so excited to see what you accomplish in the next year.
Great.
It's been extraordinary. And it's been a thrill, obviously, having you on the show. I can't wait to dine with you shortly, and we will definitely have you back on the show. I will definitely be all Covey clubbing all day, telling everybody, and I encourage everybody listening, definitely check this out. I think I can tell you there's nobody else that's doing anything close.
No, it's different. It's different.
She knows her stuff. Also, I encourage you to go on her Facebook page for Covey Club and check it out because I've got it pulled up here and you can get a taste of what she's like and what she's done. And I'm just an extraordinary human being. So Leslie, it's been an honor to have you on the show. Can't wait
to
see you in real life very soon. And
Good. Thanks
for being on the show. For everybody tuning in, thanks so much. Again, everything will be linked up in the show notes on fitfluentialradio.com. If you have any questions that I can pass on to Leslie, obviously you can email us at podcast@fitfluential.com. But until next time, we will see you soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit FitFluentialRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of FitFluential Radio. Peace. Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.